I'm going to change your life right now. If you listen, everything is a love story. Everything. The archetype started when God said, hey, let's make some humans. Well, I know they're going to mess up and sin, but one of us, well, really us, because the image of the Godhead bodily, exact, Jesus is God. We're going to go down there and go to the cross, and the pain that Jesus felt, God feels, Holy Spirit. Bible talks about grieve not the Holy Spirit. So it's a love story. And it started with God and mankind. And you see it with the husband and the wife. You see it with the parents and the children. You see it with somebody working 40 hours to pay for their home. They love their home, right? They love their little space, their little cube, their little box. It's their own. I see people decorate their space in so many different ways, it ain't funny. I see it all the time. When I did apartment maintenance, I'd see all kinds of different decorations. Everybody has their own little ways of doing things, you know. The doctors and the patients. The doctor loves the patient, or should. The ones who don't, they should get out of that business, I guess. The parents and the children. The guys going to war for their nation. And the gals going into the military to save their nation. The people who do a pot, let's say somebody wants to see other people get financially free, so they do a podcast, How to Set You Free from, you know. They're probably doing it for money, but hopefully some people are doing that out of love. Somebody giving you the truth because they love souls. It's all that same love story that started in the heavenlies. You might love your friend and you want to see him be free. This guy behind me is acting stupid. I'm going to let him go on by. Even love your enemies. Give them food and drink, you know. Give them water, bread and water, you know. It's all a love story. You love your freedom, so you work really hard to get out of debt and be free. People want to start a business, so they work real hard to start a business and be free. It's all a love story. Every bit of it. And when it becomes something else, what's your motivation? When it changes from a love story to something else, whether it's greed, selfishness, lust, anger, me, and it's not sacrifice. If it changes from a love story to something else, you better change jobs. You better, if it's a spouse, get your heart right. If they've already broke the covenant, make sure you marry somebody else that you love. Don't go into it for money. It's all a love story. If you go into something without it being a love story, you are going to be miserable. The other party will know it. They know. Everybody knows. If you love your career, people know it. If you love your spouse, the other one will know it. People know. If you don't know, if you're not aware, do they love you? What was that thing you did when you were a kid? What was that thing they used to pull the, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Whatever that was. I don't even remember what that plant was. The yellow plant, right? Can you believe that we had the whole story as a child? We were told the whole story, but we missed it. We had the whole story from the get-go, but we let the cares of this life and the fear and the doubt and the worry and the unforgiveness and the bitter and the drugs and the drinking and the partying and the music, the TV, the brainwashing, the MK Ultra. We let everybody steal that from us. We let the devil and the demon steal it. And we forgot it was just a love story. And it just keeps repeating every day. It's just a love story. If I go into this grocery store, I'm going to buy the food I love to eat, right? I'm not going to buy something I hate unless it's good for me. And then if it's good for me, I love it. Even if it tastes bad, I know it's good for me, so I love it because it's helping me stay healthy. I don't think you would buy food that you don't love. I don't think that's even a thing, is it? Or is it? I don't think you do a job you don't love unless you're just stuck. And if you do, you're miserable. I love my job. I just decoded everything to the hill today. It just hit me. It's a fractal storyline, and it's all a love story. If you're saved, you love the souls of the unsaved. You'll see them get saved. Frank, how you doing? If you see somebody down and out, you want to pull them up. If you see a hurt animal, you love the animal and you want to fix the animal. Some people love animals more than they do humans. I told my ex-wife one time, I said, You took the dog to the doctor, but you wouldn't drive me to the doctor. You love the dog more than you love me. That's sad. People don't walk in love. It's happening all the time. They're just running on a program. Just a program. You can call it the monkey program, or you can call it the reptilian nature, or whatever. It's just a program. You can call it greed, you can call it money, you can call it self-love, whatever. I guess most people are motivated by self-love instead of loving somebody. I thought I had the camera on. I'm in a grocery store. Had the audio on. See, here's what's happening, people. It's very clear, right, that you love your neighbors yourself. So if you lose that self-love, you can't love anybody else. You know, people abuse their body with drugs and drinking and substance abuse. So something has destroyed their love for themselves. And maybe it was a narcissist trying to do it to them. And then what happened? Because they don't love themselves, they don't love anybody else. See the game? You've been brainwashed your whole life. Because everybody hates everybody, and you fell into it, and you're becoming a copy and don't even know that it's a game played by the devil and his fallen angels, the fallen archons. And when you don't recognize the game, you start to hate everybody. It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, I'm really starting to starting to thinking about doing a website or a theme or something to get this stuff, this information. Because everybody's being deceived. Everybody hates everybody. Yeah, when there's a hurricane or something, people show up and help people. Oh, let's go up there and give them some water. Let's go help them. But then when all that dies down, they go back to their same old self. It's really sad. It's all a love story. It's all it ever was. And that's all it'll ever be. Every moment of every day is a love story. There's nothing else.